Lose top loops over tight core breaks. This is one of those drum and bass tricks that instantly makes your drums feel bigger, more human, and more expensive without making the kick and snare fall apart. In this lesson, we're building a 16-bar DNB drum section around a simple idea. Your core is the anchor. Your tops are the decoration. The anchor is tight, punchy, consistent. The decoration is allowed to breathe, drag a little, and create motion. Open Ableton Live and let's set this up clean. First, set your tempo somewhere in the classic zone, 172 to 175 BPM. I'll assume 174. Now create three tracks, one called Drum Core. This will be your kick and snare foundation. One called TOP Loop. This is where your hat or a ride loop lives. And then we'll group them into a drums group so you can mix core versus tops fast. So select Drum Core and Top Loop. Group them and name the group drums. Quick mindset check before we touch any audio. If anything feels messy later, you mute the tops first, not the core. That one habit will save you hours. Now let's build the tight core. You've got two easy routes. I'm going to walk you through the beginner-friendly one-shot route first, because it teaches the concept best. On drum core, drop in a drum rack, load a kick on C1 and a snare on D1. If you have a ghost snare or a rim, you can put it on D-sharp 1, but it's optional. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip and program a basic 2-step pattern. Kick on beat 1 and beat 3, snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Let that play for a second. That should already feel like the skeleton of drum and bass. Now add one or two ghost notes on the snare. Keep them quiet. Think of these as little hints of rhythm, not full hits. A good starting spot is around the end of beat 1 or the end of beat 3. Low velocity. You should feel it more than hear it. Important. Keep the core on the grid. While you're placing notes, set your grid to 1/16 and don't add swing here yet. The whole concept is tight spine, loose movement on top. If you want the alternative route later, you can do this with a breakbeat too. Drop a break in, slice to new MIDI track by transients, and then resequence only the clean kick and snare slices onto 1, 2, 3, 4. Same end goal, a stable, dependable core. Cool. Now we tighten the core sonically, so it feels punchy and consistent. On drum core, add EQ 8 first. If it's a full break, high pass around 30 to 40 Hz just to clear rumble. If it's just one shots, you may not need much, but it still doesn't hurt to check for unnecessary junk down there. Then listen for boxiness. A small dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB, can instantly make the kick and snare feel more front. Next, a drum bus. Set drive somewhere between 3 and 8%. We're not trying to destroy it, we're trying to make it feel a bit more solid. Transients. Push it up. Start at plus 10. This is a big part of making the core feel like it hits hard without relying on the top loop. Boom. Usually off for DNB, because subs are often handled separately, and boom can blur the low end if you're not careful. Then add glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto. You're looking for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're pinning it down, you'll start losing crack, especially on the snare. Checkpoint. Solo the core. Ask yourself, can I clearly read the kick and snare? Does it feel consistent? Does the snare crack the same way every time? This is your anchor. Now we add the loose top loop, the movement. On top loop, drag in a hat loop, ride loop, shaker loop, jungle hats, anything that has some natural bounce. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to 1/16 to start. If it's a super busy loop, maybe 1/8. Enable transient looping if it's not already doing the right thing. Now here's the move. Make it late on purpose. You can do this two ways. The easiest is track delay. Go to the mixer in session view. Find track delay for TOP loop and set it to plus 10 milliseconds. Hit play. Listen to what just happened. The kick and snare still smack dead center, but the hats now feel like they're rolling behind the hits. That's the float. Teacher tip. Aim for late, but consistent timing. A lot of beginners think loose means random. It doesn't. Loose in DNB is often a stable offset, like plus 8 to plus 12 milliseconds, with only a tiny bit of variation. Now we make sure the tops don't fight the snare. On top loop, add EQ 8. High pass it aggressively. Seriously. Start somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz. You're not trying to keep body in the hats. You're trying to keep them out of the kick and snare lane. If the snare presence feels masked, try a tiny dip around 2 to 4 kHz on the top loop, just a couple dB. And if the loop is brittle, you can gently shelf down the extreme highs around 8 to 12 kHz. Don't kill it, just tame it. Optionally, add auto filter for vibe. A subtle filter movement can add life without adding more notes. Keep it small, a slowish LFO, like 1/8 or 1/4, and a low amount. If you notice it obviously, it's probably too much. Then add utility. Widen the tops if it helps. Try 120 to 160% width, and pull the gain down. Start at -6 dB. Now bring the top loop up slowly until you feel motion, but your snare still feels like the leader. Here's a quick mix trick. Eye your loop at 3 volumes. Turn it up loud. Does it feel exciting? Then medium. Does the snare still lead? Then very quiet. Can you still clearly hear kick and snare? If not, your tops are masking and you need to lower them or high pass more. Now let's add groove, but only to the tops. Open the groove pool in Ableton. Grab a swing 16 groove, any of the built-in ones. Apply it to your top loop clip, not the core. Set timing around 20 to 40. Random around 5 to 15. If it's audio, once it feels right, you can commit it. But don't rush that. Committing is like printing the feel, so do it when you're confident. Core stays mostly ungrooved. Tops get the movement. That contrast is the whole sauce. Now we glue them together without smearing the punch. On the drums group, add a gentle EQ8 if needed. If it's muddy, a tiny cut around 200 to 350 Hz can clean it up. Then a glue compressor on the group. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack somewhere between 3 and 10 milliseconds. Release auto. Only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. If your snare loses crack, you're overgluing. DNB needs impact, not mush. Optional. Add saturator after that. Soft clip-on, drive 1 to 3 dB, and bring output down to match. This can make the whole drum picture feel more finished. Now let's turn this into a real 16-bar section, because groove decisions make more sense in context. Try this arrangement. Bars 1 to 4. Core only, or the top loop very quiet. Bars 5 to 8. Bring the top loop in clearly. Bars 9 to 12, increase energy without changing the core. You can duplicate the top loop and filter it brighter, or add a subtle shaker texture. Bars 13 to 16, do a pre-drop lift. Open the filter on the top loop a little, or automate the high pass to rise for a cleaner lift. Classic jungle trick, drop the tops out for half a bar before a transition, then slam them back in. That tiny moment of silence makes the next snare feel twice as big. Now a few common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this. Number 1. Grooving the core too much. If the kick and snare start sounding drunk, the whole track loses authority instantly. Number 2. Top loops too loud. Your hats are support. Your snare is the headline. Number 3. Not high-passing the tops. Low mid-junk and hat loops is one of the fastest ways to destroy punch and make compression pump. Number 4. Warp artifacts. If your hats start doing little chirps or crunchy edges, you're probably forcing too many transients to the grid. Use fewer warp markers, let it drift a touch, or try a different warp mode like complex if it behaves better. And number 5, phase issues when stacking similar hats. If things get thin when you layer, nudge one layer 5 to 15 milliseconds, or EQ them so they occupy different spaces. Now let's add one or two pro-style upgrades that still work for beginners. If you want darker, heavier DNB, add a tiny bit of grit to the tops, but control it. Put overdrive or saturator very gently before EQ, then to harsh after. A narrow EQ cut around 6 to 10 Hz can remove that painful ring way better than just turning down all the highs. If the snare is getting swallowed, do a subtle sidechain on the top loop. Put a compressor on top loop, enable sidechain, feed it from the core or just the snare if you can. Fast attack, release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, and only 1 to 2 dB of ducking. It's not an effect, it's just making room. If you want more definition without turning hats up, use parallel transient shaping. Make a return track called TOP Snap, add drum bus on the return, turn transients up, keep drive low, and send a little of your top loop into it. 5 to 15% is plenty. And here's a super useful concept, stereo discipline. Let tops be wide if you like, but keep the core stable and centered, especially in the lows. If your low end starts feeling wobbly, it's usually too much width or too much low mid in the sides. Now a quick practice exercise to train your ear for this exact technique. Make a 4-bar loop with just the core. Then add one top loop and create 3 versions. Version A, top loop track delay at 0 milliseconds. Version B, plus 10 milliseconds. Version C, plus 20 milliseconds. Level match the tops between versions. This is important, because louder always sounds better and it'll trick you. Pick the one that feels the most rolling without blurring the snare. Then add a groove pool swing to the top loop only, like timing 30 and random 10, and listen again. Your deliverable is an 8-bar clip, where bars 1 to 4 have tighter tops, and bars 5 to 8 have looser tops, with the same exact core the whole time. Let's wrap it up. Tight core, loose tops. The kick and snare are your anchors, your spine, your authority. The top loop is your motion, your air, your human feel. High pass the top so they don't steal punch. Use track delay and groove on tops, not the core. Glue lightly, because deed and bead is about impact. If you tell me what lane you're going for, like liquid, jungle, neuro, or jump up, I can suggest a core pattern and a top loop timing and a cue recipe that fits that exact vibe.